We're back. It's here. It's us here at Mornings at McFarland's. Thank you for joining us this morning on Mornings at McFarland's here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM in Baraboo and Sauk City. Right now, here we are broadcasting live from McFarland's here in Sauk City. Lindsay Giese is my guest this morning. Lindsay is the executive director of the River Arts Inc. And, oh gosh, there's so much to talk about, Lindsay. I hope we can get through it all. Mm-hmm. But what's going on this season at River Arts? I mean, you're about ready to begin. Well, you've had stuff going on all summer long.
Yeah.
And you continue, it seems, every weekend just about, hasn't it? There's been something going on.
It feels like that, yeah. Well,
you know, every other weekend, maybe?
We will have about 70 events in our series by the... So our season goes July to June, so we're just really beginning the 17-18 season, and we'll have about 70 events, so it's almost more than one event.
Yeah, 52
week.
Weeks, so right? I mean, in a year, so you've got some, you've got two.
Yeah, so we've almost doubled our opportunities and offerings with this new studio space.
Okay.
So
when you've had the crafts and drafts, which are kind of like a whole different,
that's
you know,
like a series that we have. Yeah, that's once a month. And so we have a couple series. We still have our house concert series at the Downtown Gallery. That's about once a month.
Okay.
And that's well, I'll tell you, the one that we have coming up is called Lost Lakes, which is Corey Hart. And
Corey Hart. Good
yeah,
Corey.
You know Corey.
Corey's
he's performed
great.
At Fire in the River, a couple other places too. But he won a Madison Area Music Award, several of those. He's great. He's a little bit, what would you categorize him as? Mumford and Sons.
Yeah,
meets.
He's folksy, but he's got such a unique voice.
He's so good.
It's a mesmerizing quality, I think, in a lot of ways, because he's got such a really cool way that he can twist a lyric and twist a song by the things his voice can do.
Yeah, he's
and
great.
It really, like, really, like, piercing sound, you know, and not like, grating, piercing in terms of just, like, floats above the notes sometimes.
Yeah, that's going to be a beautiful
really
concert.
Cool.
So that's
great guitar player. I mean, he's just, I mean, really, really wonderful.
Yep,
so.
And he's coming with his friend Paul Mitch.
Paul
I think
Mitch.
It's Mitch.
Okay.
Sorry, Paul, if I said your last name wrong. But they're a great duo. They really complement each other well. And that's Friday, September 8th at 7.
Okay.
So all of our house concerts this year are on Fridays at 7. They are donation-based, so there's no advance tickets, but it's at the Downtown Gallery. We put chairs in. We have a stage. Woodshed Ale House, soon to be Vintage Brewery. Well, they're kind of both now, but when Vintage opens, we'll switch over to that. But they provide beverages for us. So it's just a great, nice, and kind of like a more intimate setting for a concert.
Sure.
So we love it. Our patrons love it. So stop on over if you want to come see that show. And actually, that's a good segue. So Corey, the musician for that, has started a Music Together program. So Music Together, he hasn't started Music Together. That's a program that's been around for years and years. It's an early music program for 6 months to 5-year-old children.
Okay.
I had gone to several of those classes with my nieces while she was growing up, and they're wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to be a part of your child's early education, I guess, because the parent goes with the child. They learn about rhythm, all sorts of things. So Corey's going to be teaching that at our new studio space.
Okay.
And there's a free demo class, two of them, next Thursday, August 31st, at 9 a.m. and 10 a.m.
Okay.
There is still a sign up for that, just so we know numbers.
Okay.
But it's completely free to come to the demo. And then a 10-week session will start September 14th. So they're once a week for an hour. And again, it's just it's a great experience for kiddos, a great bonding opportunity, a great way to get out of the house for those stay-at-home mom and dads that want to go and do something active with their kids.
Well, we got reading time at the libraries or storytelling time at the libraries. This
they
a great
go together
kind of
really
thing.
Well. We did try to work it out timing-wise that we're, again, you know, complementing stuff that's going on at libraries or other organizations around town.
Really cool.
It's really cool. You can go on our website to check it out, and it'll link you over to more information about the Music Together program in general. But it's really a fantastic program.
RiverArtsInc.org.
RiverArtsInc.org. Or stop down by the Downtown Gallery. The address is 590 Water Street, but if you just head over to the Blue Spoon, you'll find us. We're just up the street from the Blue Spoon.
Hard to miss. So.
Hard to miss. We're there. We're open 5 days a week, 10 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday.
So go for it.
So that's what's coming up for our house concerts. Like I said, those are once a month.
Okay.
Raul was kind enough to mention our Crafts and Drafts series. Ooh. So that's modeled after that paint night concept where you're creating an art project. It's social in nature that you'll have beverages at that time too.
Right.
But our projects we don't just do the paint night kind of ideas. We have this Friday actually, we're making clocks. So every project is customizable. So we provide the supplies and the teacher and the drinks, and you get to pick the stain colors, the kind of numbers you want. Like, so it's very customized to your taste.
Cool.
So that's this month, but next month we have sign making, which has been really popular, those rustic signs where you can put like your family name or different sayings. And again, you're picking the stain color, paint color, a lot of customizing options. And those have been going over really well. People have a lot of fun. We get a lot of like ladies' nights out and love that series. So a couple other classes, since we're on the topic of classes, we do offer then weekend programming.
Okay.
We just had a watercolor class in the studio that was all weekend, and it was sold out. It was great. We have fine silver clay leaf pendants coming up Saturday, September 9th from 9 to 12.
Okay.
So the students will make silver leaf pendants, and they get a chain. They'll be able to wear home a necklace that they made in one day, and then they learn how to do it on their own going forward. It's a really cool class. I need to attend the next class I'm going to mention, because I cannot for the life of me pronounce it correctly every time. It's Quilting with Judy Hossleiter, and Judy's a local, so a lot of you might know her. She refers to it as Quadlibe, I think is how she pronounces it, but that's the name of the quilt that she's going to be talking about.
It sounds French, but let me look at the word.
But I think it could be.
Quadlame? Where's this rustic sign painting?
I don't know. Come to the class with me, everybody.
Okay.
We'll learn the correct pronunciation.
Okay.
That's Saturday, September 16th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. All of these classes are on our website, riverartsinc.org.
Yes.
Or you can stop in person and we'll chat with you about anything. And then the last thing, I could keep going and going. This is like an extensive list. But the last thing in September, we have a pinstriping and airbrush demo with Ryan Fielding of Paragon Customs. You might have heard of Ryan from his work with
your hockey team. Didn't he do
yes,
the helmets
that's what
for
I was,
them?
He does those every year. Yeah, he's just, I think, starting to work on that now for this year.
Yeah.
And so he does the goalie helmets, and they're crazy. Yeah. They're kind of, sometimes they're a little bit scary, but they got to look tough.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, don't come near me.
No.
I got a helmet.
He's won so many awards for his bikes that he customizes and really cool stuff. But then he also does, like, he did the gate at Wollersheim, the new gate that they had put in.
Yeah.
So a little bit of everything. Cool guy. That's a free demo. So that's going to be Thursday, September 28th from 6:30 to 9.
Wow.
So you don't even need to sign up for that one. You can just come and enjoy. It's really, it's almost like therapeutic to watch. Like, he just freehands these straight lines.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that,
It's surgical. I mean, it's the sort of thing where you kind of watch that and think, there was nothing there, and now there's that.
Or creating something perfectly symmetrical just by eyeballing it.
Yeah.
What? How do you do that?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a gift.
Yeah, it really is.
It's an art, it's really cool.
Is. And Ryan is like this tough-looking guy, too. I mean,
he tries to fool you,
yeah,
I think,
totally.
with that facade.
It's just like, oh, my God, he's going to kill me, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, and he's so sweet. And he's like, you know, big old teddy bear, you know? So I love Ryan. He's just a great guy.
Yeah. So as you can see, a huge variety just in September alone.
A few things going on. Yes. You know, I have to say, I wish you would do something different.
Stop it.
Do something different. Is this all you got? I mean, come on. Yeah, no, I don't know how you could not be more true to the saying, there is something for everyone.
Right.
So I would hope. You know, and if there isn't, if you can look at this brochure and see something that you're not seeing that you would like to see, you're not the person that's going to say, oh, no, we would never do that.
No.
obviously, you know. So please let us know if there's something that we're missing the boat on completely.
We're adding stuff all the time, and we're super creative. We think outside the box. We're for anything.
Need to be. You know, if you're going to deal with this world today, you got to figure out how to work outside the box.
And what you'll see too, we have a lot of our adult programming listed. We are having youth programming. We had to wait for our space to be completely completed until we could really get that rolled out. Now that it's completed, we'll be adding some more of that. We do offer birthday parties for kids. We already had one in the space. It was awesome. So if you got a birthday party coming up, it's kind of great because you don't have to do the cleanup. You don't have to do the setup. We take care of everything, and there's an art project.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So it's kind of a fun opportunity. Good. Really low price.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, excellent.
So we do offer those, and we'll offer. We this summer had some art camps, and we will offer some after school stuff. We just don't have that on our website yet.
Okay.
But probably that'll happen in the spring.
Let's just really quick touch on the September event because I want to make sure that you've got a big kind of event that's starting out that's special to this community, and it's actually part of a whole series of things. But let's just talk on that quick before we take another break.
Yeah. So we were just talking about a lot of stuff happening down at the Downtown Gallery, but at the River Art Center by the high school, we have some great programming coming up as well. And our first exhibit of the year is called Sauk Prairie Salutes Our Troops. And that starts September 5th and goes till November 21st.
Okay.
It's free to view the exhibit. And that exhibit features two Wisconsin Veteran Museum exhibits that are traveling exhibits, Fur Feathers and Fidelity, and military mascots.
Okay.
So that's just kind of a different way to remember our past and the wars and our veterans. And
Uniquely Wisconsin things, too.
Very much. And then we curated this other exhibit that's in our lobby during that time, and it honors, it's for Heroes for Honor and Badger Honor Flight, and the success of the fundraising campaign to raise money for not one, but two Badger Honor Flights,
which,
correct me if I'm wrong, it's the only community to raise for two flights in one year.
I am not aware. In fact, the scary thing is that there are communities, you know, literally 10, 20 times the size that can't do one.
Right.
So it's just, it really speaks well to, and that's the, I think, really the cool thing. I don't think anyone is swelled up over that or we did, but it's just such a good feeling to know that this isn't a hugely wealthy community. But people do get behind things that matter.
Yeah.
And that was just a wonderful display of, you know, Sauk Prairie saying this matters. We're going to give our all for this.
Yeah.
And look what happens when, you know, a small community does. So just imagine what the rest of the world could do.
Yeah. So, you know, although we wanted to, we couldn't write a huge check to help support that. But what we could do was honor that wonderful thing that our community did and our veterans by making an exhibit that came out of that success and excitement. So we have the exhibit's really cool. We just installed it, but it's not open till the 5th. But it has photos of the veterans that went on the two flights that were funded, photos from those flights, information about Badger Honor Flight and Heroes for Honor. And
very
it's just
cool.
kind of, just a way, I refer to it as a way to say thank you to our community, to our veterans. It's a beautiful exhibit. Like I said, those exhibits are free and open to the public. They'll be open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on school days.
Okay.
So that's why it starts September 5th, because that's when school starts.
Okay.
And on Monday, September 11th, from 5:30 to 7:30, we will have a special art opening for those exhibits. Again, free to attend. We have appetizers. You're free to wander around. And then at 6 o'clock, we will start a short program in the theater with some special guest speakers. And again, just another way to say a big thank you. So hopefully a lot of people can come to that, because I think it's going to be pretty special. At the end of the exhibit, and we'll have more information about this, but those photos that we have of the veterans that went on the flight, we're going to gift those to those veterans as another memento for it. I get a little bit teary-eyed thinking about it, because I think it's going to be really special. And
well, we've been working on, you know, the video of some of the guys and their recollections of things, and with Randy Lurer, and I get teary just, you know, talking about some of the things that they talk about, and then some of the pictures that we've been able to collect to kind of put with what they're talking about. And it's a really, we need to be remembering the sacrifices that were made. And these guys will be the first ones to tell you they're not the heroes. The heroes are the ones that didn't come back, you know.
Yeah.
So And that's very, very true. We can forget very quickly.
Yeah. But
excellent.
And along with that exhibit, we do have a play in October, Friday, mm-hmm. October 13th, called Letters Home. And those are actual letters written by soldiers and their families, mostly during the Afghanistan and Iraq wars.
Okay.
But I think you will find that the sentiment in the letters is universal. That
right.
It's the that experience of serving your country, and it's hard.
Yeah.
So there's some hard moments in the play, but there's some lighthearted moments too. Because throughout, you know, when you're going through tough times, you try to find the light.
Right.
In those
right.
dark times.
So
that's all on our website too, riverartsinc.org. It's a beautiful play, and you'll definitely not be disappointed. It's with Chicago's Griffin Theater Company.
Okay.
They've won awards for this play, and it's
just a little bit of snippets great. I've seen. You can tell it's just really powerfully written and powerfully done. So
yeah.
be a good evening for folks. So
yeah.
really cathartic, I think, in some ways too. You know, sometimes you just kind of have to be through that to really release some of your own emotions and dealing with your own personal experience with it.
Yeah.
So, well, our guest this morning has been Lindsay Giese, our executive director of River Arts Inc. We're going to take another quick break to hear a word from our sponsors, and as soon as we come back, we'll wrap up. But just talking about a couple of quick events going on in the community. So don't go anywhere, folks. Thanks for joining us here on Mornings at McFarland's on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM in Baraboo and Sauk City.
Summer is warm weather, the great outdoors, and some common health ailments. These can include sunburn, poison ivy, tick and insect bites, bee stings, sinus, pink eye, earaches, and sore throats. When illness strikes, see the Prairie Express Clinic at 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Prairie Express is a walk-in clinic providing the best possible care for patients ages 12 months and up. Prairie Express Clinic offers convenient hours of 9 to 7 Mondays, 1 to 7 Tuesday through Thursday, and Fridays 9 to 4. Prairie Express Clinic, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
Diamond. It's a magical word, isn't it? While diamonds are associated with engagements and weddings, they make wonderful gifts anytime. See Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo today. Sophie's offers a beautiful choice of diamond engagement rings and perfect diamond gifts in earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Sophie's also offers in-store financing to qualified buyers with up to 1 year free interest. Diamonds. See them this week at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
And we're back here for our final break from Mornings at McFarland's here at McFarland's in Sauk City. Lindsay Giese has been my guest this morning. And Lindsay, there's one other special thing we need to just call people's attention to.
There
right,
is, on. I'll just briefly mention it, although I could talk forever about this too because it is very special to me. But we recently completed a campaign for what we call The Circle,
mm-hmm.
which is an outdoor space by the River Arts Center. It's beautiful. It's just completed. And tonight we will have a ribbon cutting from 6 to 7. So it is Wednesday, August 23rd. So
okay.
that'll be tonight from 6 to 7. We'll have some chairs set outside, but it is all going to be outside.
Okay.
Some light appetizers and just a way to honor that space. It was created in, it's not a memorial, but it certainly was inspired by Sue Holloway and Karen Luer's tradition of...
journey.
Because it's the journey.
Yeah.
And there's just... Yeah. I have no words. It's a special space. If you've heard about the Circle Project and you know Sue and Karen and you know the River Arts Center, you already know about what I'm talking about, and you should come tonight and see what you helped create, and it's beautiful.
Well, and suffice it to say that it has been constructed in a spirit that it would be a place that I think Sue would want to hang out.
Yeah.
You know, she would probably be hanging there with a cigarette in one hand and a cup of coffee in the other, you know, and that, because that was Sue.
She probably would. We had cigarette trays or ashtrays in the plan for a little bit. We didn't get that approved by the school district. Just,
you know, or bowling ball maybe.
A bowling ball, perfect.
Yeah, that would be there. So, ka-chunk.
But no, it's cool. The center of the space has silhouettes from characters from shows that have been at the River Arts Center. And there's a cool musical, like a sculpture made out of instruments. And so, although it honors Sue and Karen's teaching legacy, it really is something that it will enhance the River Arts Center.
Sure.
Hopefully classes can come sit out there and enjoy learning outside.
Sure, why not?
It's going to be a very versatile space.
We get so few beautiful days.
Yeah, right. So I think today's one of them. Come on out.
Go do it. Well, thanks, Lindsay, so much. The other thing I want to announce quick is if you haven't found out about or seen any, we are, McFarland's is doing a special event this weekend, Saturday, from 1 o'clock, the gates open, until 10 o'clock at night, the party in the park. So we hope you can come on down. It's a fundraiser for the A.J. Novak Freedom Isn't Free Memorial. Tom Ziegler was on the show with me last week talking about it, but really kind of a neat opportunity to help support an organization that supports the families of fallen, whether that's people that serve in the armed forces or police or fire, EMS staff. It's a fund really designed to help provide services for families that are dealing with the loss of a loved one that served in those capacities. So there'll be a beer tent. We've got food coming down from the Riv. There's going to be some bounces set up for kids to have fun, great music. Rising Phoenix will be playing throughout the evening from, I think they start at 6 and play until 10. Danny... can't remember the other artists. There's some great country music in the afternoon from 2 until 5. So come on down, enjoy. It's free, completely free. Come on in. We're giving out little wristbands to people, too. So if you get a wristband, you can bring that into the store the next week and save some money on buying stuff here at McFarland. So it's a win-win-win scenario. Thanks, folks, for joining us this morning on Mornings at McFarland's. We hope you enjoyed the show. Lindsay, thank you again for being here.
Aw, thank you.
Always a pleasure. I guess you'll have to be back in October now, because it looks like we just got through October and there's lots of stuff going on. In November and December as well, right?
Yeah. So, we could have a regular monthly show.
Yeah, we'll have to do something. I like that, because I can tell it just takes that much time just to keep up with everything.
Yeah.
So, folks, get down to riverartsinc.org, riverartsinc.org, and find out more about all the wonderful things going on in town, because there is a lot of living going on here in Sauk Prairie. So, thanks for joining us here on Mornings at McFarland's. Stay tuned now for another wonderful reading of August Dearless Works by David Schweitzer here on WRPQ Radio, 99.7 FM in Baraboo and Sauk Prairie.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul LaBreche is produced live at our 99.7 FM studio at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is presented by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop, and DeMar's Plumbing.